driving west out of Merrill on Highway 64, you'll notice large breaks in the forest give way to farmlands. Every couple miles, you come across big barns with tall silos. Cows and horses graze in large pens right along the highway. One of those farms belongs to Ryan Klusendorf. He and his dog Gunner greet me. Klusendorf is a fourth-generation farmer.
I was born and raised on a dairy farm.
He bought this farm in 2007.
We dairy farm, milk about 120 cows, rotationally graze.
Over the years, Klusendorf has had a few run-ins with wolves, including one of his cows killed by one.
But leading up to that, we had heifers out in pasture, and they were constantly getting chased out at night. They were always out on the road and miles away from the farm.
He says it's not just the loss of a cow and his livelihood, it's the constant anxiety.
I mean, you're a farmer, and you're here to care for animals, and one died under your care because of wildlife. You get anxiety from it because you're up at night wondering if their cows are going to be out again, or is something going to get killed again.
Klusendorf says preventative measures aren't enough to protect his animals. With wolves delisted, he would be able to use lethal means to protect his livestock without facing federal prosecution. Right now, there's two separate efforts to delist wolves that would impact the Great Lakes region. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says gray wolves have recovered and is currently in the process to remove the species from the endangered species list. It's gone through this process before and actually did delist wolves in 2011. There were a couple years of wolf hunts in Wisconsin before a federal judge put the Great Lakes gray wolves back on the endangered species list. In March 2019, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed a new rule that would delist wolves in the lower 48 with the exception of the Mexican wolf subspecies. While that is going on, Congressman Tom Tiffany has introduced legislation to delist wolves in Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wyoming.
The best place for any wildlife species, including the wolf, to be managed is from the state level.
Similar legislation has been introduced before, but never passed. Congressman Tom Tiffany hopes this time will be different.
It's time to get them delisted, because it really is doing terrific harm, you know, not just to pet owners and farmers, but it's really, in some ways, harming property values. There's a whole series of dominoes that have fallen in regards to the wolf being at such numbers that are really not sustainable.
Of course, all of this comes down to a single question. Should gray wolves in Wisconsin still be on the endangered species list?
I see wolves as having recovered. They've achieved the population goals that were set for them, far beyond the goals that were set for them.
That's Adrian Weideman. He's studied wolves in Wisconsin for more than 30 years. He's currently a co-chair on Greenfire's wildlife group. Greenfire is a group that supports conservation in the state by promoting science-based management of natural resources. Weideman says when it comes to wolves in the Great Lakes, the Endangered Species Act has done its job.
Federal government takes over management authority when these animals are highly endangered and need additional protection, but when they've recovered, the federal government returns the management authority to the states that traditionally have had authority for managing residential wildlife.
Before settlers came to what would be Wisconsin, researchers believe anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 wolves roam the state. That population shot down when a state bounty was put on wolves in 1865. They were thought to be completely eradicated from Wisconsin by the 1960s. The Wisconsin DNR just released its latest report on the wolf population. It estimates there are currently about 1,100 wolves roaming the state. Randy Johnson is a large carnivore specialist with the Wisconsin DNR.
Survey results from last winter show a 13% increase in the wolf population from the previous year. And the takeaway there is that we have a very healthy and robust wolf population here in the state.
Like Weideman, Johnson says the wolves in the state have recovered and should be removed from the endangered species list.
We look at it on the Great Lakes level, we've got well over 4,000 wolves in this area.
I reached out to the John Muir chapter of the Sierra Club and Friends of Wisconsin Wolf about the latest efforts to delist wolves. Both have been against delisting wolves in the past. Neither got back to me before this story aired, but recently both have argued that states won't manage wolves properly. I asked Johnson about this.
Delisting, taking them off the endangered species list, does not mean they will be unprotected. We limit who can hunt, the number that can be harvested, and all of that's based on science and monitoring. And again, delisting would also allow us to more fully address conflict when and where it arises.
At the end of the day, that's all farmer Ryan Klusendorf is asking for.
So really, I'm not looking for the wolves to be eradicated because you need them for the ecosystem, but they just need to be managed to a position where it's safe for people who are running livestock and agriculture in Wisconsin.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Medford.